Page 206. Australia's weird names.
So, what's in a name? You wouldn't think twice about the names of most places. Some are just a bit harder to pronounce, like Mamungu Kumpurankajanya Hill, which in Pitindara roughly translates to place where the evil spirit urinates. And others might cause you to raise an eyebrow. But the names we give to places, even the seemingly weird ones, convey their significance and history and, more often than not, a sense of identity. The first non-Indigenous names came from early marine explorers. Sailing south from Indonesia, Dutchman Willem Jansen gave Queensland many names. After further exploration from fellow countrymen, the Dutch named this new land New Holland. Then came the English. In 1770, on his first Pacific voyage, Captain James Cook assigned more names to the East Coast. Some were straightforward, some honoured various high-ranking people, and some reflected the ship's personal trials. Several of these names are a marker of white European settlement, but a lot of the names we still use today can be traced back to their Indigenous origins. In the last few decades, there's been a push to recognise more Indigenous names around the country by giving places dual names. It's a way to recognise their validity and acknowledge their importance. This big rock is known as Uluru Ayers Rock. And Lake Eyre is officially known as Kati Thunder Lake Eyre.
Copyright ABC News.